Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go.
Welcome to another week of the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So here's what I'm going to do from now on, because I love it when someone brings this in. But if you bring something to the judge, we're going to do Judge Bobby. If you bring something to the judge and I give the verdict, you have to live by it.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
You don't have to bring it.
But if we do.
But if you do and both parties agree, because Eddie's bringing something here and Lunchbox doesn't know about it yet. If you both agree, it has to never be brought up again and you just settle with the verdict.
And whatever you decide, whatever we do.
But you don't have to bring it to me.
Oh, I want to bring it today.
Okay, well, Ray, if you hit me with some judge, I'm entering the chambers. Hello, everybody.
All rise.
Stay risen. It's my court. Stay standing the whole time.
But the mics are down there.
Okay, yeah. So Eddie has approached the bench and asked for a judgment here. What's the scenario?
But Judge, I believe the defendant here owes me some money.
You think Lunchbox owes you money?
Correct.
Now, Lunchbox, would you like the court to hear this case?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
It's taken away.
Yes. I mean, how do I know?
Good point. Eddie, go ahead.
All right. So out of nowhere last weekend, I get a text from Lunchbox. And he says,
yeah. Court can hear this.
The court has accepted the case. Okay, I present the prosecutor, producer Eddie. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Thank you.
And the defendant, Lunchbox.
Yes, I am one for one in court cases. I went to real court, real judge, and I've defended myself, and I got off, and I'm about to get off today.
That's weird to say. Okay, Eddie, are you ready?
That's so weird. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
All right, Judge, I got a random text last weekend, and it said from Lunchbox, hey, you want to make your money back? Put it on Nashville Soccer Club tonight, 7 o'clock.
Like bet.
The bet. Put your money on them. They will win 100%. You're welcome. I didn't ask for the advice, but I said, okay. I mean, he texted me. He must feel confident in this. So I got out my app. I put my bet down. I bet on them. They lost 4-2-3. I mean, it was not even close.
4-3's close?
No, it's not. He said they were going to massacre this team. This team is terrible. They're not good at all. I lost the money. Now, Judge, I feel that the defendant here owes me my money.
The original money that you bet.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for your case.
Thank you for hearing this, Judge.
You're welcome. Let's go to the defendant. Lunchbox, what would you like to say?
Oh, yeah. The week before that, Eddie had gone to the soccer game, and he had bet on it, and he came back crying. He was upset that he lost the bet because Nashville SC didn't win. So I was going to the game, and I was like, hey, Eddie, I was thinking, man, they're going to win tonight. So I want Eddie to have a good feeling about Nashville Soccer Club. So I just sent him a text, hey, they're going to win tonight, so bet your money on them. You know, just kind of like a, hey, you know, go get him, Tiger. You fall off the bike, you get back on.
Did you guarantee the bet?
No, I didn't guarantee.
Eddie, do you have in your...
The text, Judge?
Yeah, I'd like to see. If you could bring it over to the bench, please approach the bench with the text
message. Stand by, Judge.
You know, a lot of it's going to depend on hearing exactly what he said to
Judge,
you.
Judge, what exhibit number is this?
This is one. It's the first time we've ever done this.
Yeah. This is the first thing you brought to the table.
Yeah, this is real. The first one that we, who knows, may never do it again. Okay, Eddie is approaching the bench with his phone. He's now scrolling. I'd like to see the text here. Don't forget to bet on NSC tonight. Win your money from last week. They win in tonight. Then Eddie goes, I'm on it. And then Lunchbox later in the night after the loss goes, don't bet on NSC.
Eddie goes, that was after the game was over, Judge.
Eddie goes, too late. You owe me $10. Okay. Lunchbox, anything you'd like to say?
No, I mean, I thought they were winning tonight. That's it. You say that every time because you wanted to be confident about his bet.
I'm glad you guys brought this to me
this
early because it's so trivial and stupid. I'm glad we didn't do it later in the show. Okay. If I text Eddie and I'm like, bro, you got to bet on this. And he loses, that means we probably both lost because I felt passionate about it too.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes with me. And I tell Eddie, hey, and I usually don't tell Eddie unless I feel really good about it. And I'm probably like 80%. And I'm glad Eddie doesn't charge me whenever he misses because that's happened a couple times.
Oh, interesting.
That's weird.
Exactly.
Guys, the judge is talking, please.
Exactly. So, Eddie, for you to expect him, if he would have said, yo, bet this, and if they lose, I'll give your money back to you. That would have been a different text. But friends can always go, yo, bet this game. They're going to win. Parentheses, I really don't know crap, but I hope they do.
Yeah, because they were playing a bottom feeder. So yeah. I thought, okay, this is it. This is your chance to get your money back. They should kill them, and they didn't.
But, Judge, why say anything? I mean,
because it's fun. Bros talk like bros.
That was
not fun.
I've
done that, too. Eddie, you lose the case.
Oh, my gosh. So he owes me for pain and suffering.
That is not the case. No. But, Eddie, you lose the case.
And mental anguish.
You do not get any money from Lunchbox.
Nothing? Not even a little bit, Judge?
Nothing. No. Not even a little bit.
Woo!
And Lunchbox, he can never bring this up again.
Thank you.
And this is the easiest, dumbest case I've ever tried.
Let it be known. Let it be known, Judge, that if he ever texts me again on some gambling advice, I'm not doing it.
And that's fair, too. But, Eddie, you lose the case. You're 0-1. Lunchbox, you're now 1-0
in
Bobby Knows Court.
Yes.
That's right. There it is. Nice job. Nice job, Lunchbox. You're victor. All right. Let's get the show started. I mean, that's the stupidest segment we've ever done. Let's get the show started now. It is time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My wife went out of town this weekend, and it was a good thing. On Saturday, there was a ring at my door, and standing there was a guy who was maybe 20 years old. He asked me my name, asked me if I once lived in Memphis, and asked me if I knew a woman whose name I'm not going to mention here. When those checked out, he then put out his hand and told me he was my son.
Oof. Wow.
I lived in Tennessee 2 decades ago and had a brief fling with the woman, so the math checks out, but she didn't tell me any of this. I invited the kid in, and we talked more about it. He was clearly curious and trying to put his life together. I got to say it was a nice chat, and we both agreed to get a DNA test to confirm or shoot down the possibility that this is the real deal. By the way, how do I break this to my wife? Signed, Anonymous. This is one that you only have to break one way. You are shocked, and she's going to be shocked, and you just rip. It's not even a Band-Aid. You didn't know. You did anything wrong, actually.
Yeah.
You didn't run from it. It's a surprise to you. It's going to be a surprise to her. The good news is he's 20. He ain't 10 looking for a place to live or support, you know? Because that'd be a different situation, not with your wife, just in life. That would just be a whole different situation. You didn't have a kid you needed to take care of because that was your kid. He's 20. So that makes it not any less surprising, but it does make it a little easier to handle and live a life with because it's an adult kid. A man even. So here's what you say. Your wife comes home. You say, let her, whatever. She comes back in. Immediately, I had the weirdest weekend. Oh my God. A kid knocked on the door, shook my hand, said, I'm his dad. I don't know what to do. You just get right to the point.
Say that he's 20 years old. Don't say a kid.
Hey, to give him a time frame.
Then she's going to be like, wait, what?
Yeah, he's saying,
how long
he's really
been
old.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I would, yes. Yeah. I mean, the only way to say that, or get a burner account.
I was waiting for that.
That's probably better.
Tell your wife that way. Yeah. So you just have to tell her. You didn't do anything wrong, though. I think that's the bonus here, when most guys feel guilty about something, we've done something wrong.
Yeah.
And we don't want to say it because we know we've done something wrong and we're going to get in trouble. You didn't do anything wrong. This is before your wife. You didn't know about it. There are all these things that happened where you did nothing wrong. So there should be no shame or guilt or fear that she's going to be angry. Now, she can be emotional about the situation because it is pretty heavy, but it is for you too. And if she's so emotional that she takes that away from you, then that ain't good. Like, this is your time, buddy, to kind of figure out what's going on. Hers too, but yours too. You just got a kid. You got a life-changing present at your door. Your family just multiplied in a moment's notice. You tell her immediately. Don't feel guilty about it. You did nothing wrong. So that's how you tell her. That's how you tell her. I mean, this happened to me, not to me, but in my family.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember one day Arkansas Keith got a call, and there was like, hey, your daughter. And ba-dunk, just like that.
How did he handle it?
Awesome. All right, let's go. Arkansas Keith's awesome.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, she was older, too, but not 20, nothing like that.
This happened to my uncle, too, and really? It caused a lot of trouble at the house.
I would imagine it could have caused a lot of trouble. Because it just depends, like Amy said, the age of the kid.
Yeah.
Amy, you're a wife. What happens? What do you want to happen?
Well, I would say I would like to think I'm rational in this situation, and I understand the facts of it. And the facts are, he didn't know about it. He's just learning too. He's going to need support in this moment, and I hope that I would be able to set aside anything I'm feeling and be able to focus on, okay, how are we moving forward? We're a family. How can I support you?
Yeah, you're going to need support, buddy. Not trouble, and hopefully she realizes that. But yeah. Give her a second to be shocked and a little upset, too. Okay, there you go. I hope it works out. It will work out, by the way.
She might be excited. Yeah. Like, wow, I've always wanted a 20-year-old.
I don't know about that one, Amy.
That would not be happening. That would not be happening.
Okay, maybe.
All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We've got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah.
All right, Morgan, what happened? You go out and you see a guy that you'd been out with a few times before?
Yes.
And is that weird?
Yeah, it's always an awkward interaction because you know, you never see him again. You go on a few dates and then it's like they disappear.
Does it matter who disappeared on who?
I mean, it definitely adds to it, especially if it wasn't like a cordial ending, if it was ghosting or stuff like that.
But isn't most ghosting?
At this point, yes.
I mean, just in general, with dating. Like, most times, if you go out a couple times, you don't owe somebody a, hey, look, I thought I'd like you more than I did, so I'm going to go ahead and peace out. Don't you just kind of go away because you haven't really invested anything anyway?
I mean, no, because people are very emotional, especially these days, so you kind of got to cut the cord.
Well, what you should do is either ghost or get a burner email and send them an email on the burner account and be like, hey, they don't want to date them anymore.
Your favorite method.
I love a burner email account for everything. There's nothing it can't do. All right, what happened, Morgan?
So I ran into him and he came up to me and was like, hey, you know, because he had ghosted me. We went out on 2 dates and they were good.
He ghosted you?
He ghosted me.
Wow.
And they were great dates, like nothing bad about him, right? He ghosted me and I didn't think much about it. It's been like 2 years since. So when I run into him, he came up to me and was very apologetic and was like, I'm so sorry that I ghosted you. That's not who I am. You were just really intimidating. And I'm like, okay, I'm intimidating. Why? And he's like, well, you're a woman that didn't need me. And I need someone who needs me. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I didn't need you, but I wanted you. And
you said that? You said, but I wanted you?
Wow. Well, I'm saying like in that scenario, like I wanted to date you.
Okay.
You know,
that's different.
I didn't need
you. I wanted
you.
To date you and I wanted you. That's different.
Yeah.
Okay.
My ears were like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And he was just like really taken back by that because he thought that he needed to date a woman that needs him in every aspect of his life. And because I wasn't that way, I was not the girl for him.
But you don't want a guy that wants that out of a woman anyway.
Yes,
so
correct.
In the end, he may have ghosted you, but I think you won because that wasn't more of your time wasted.
Oh, yeah, I won too because if he came back up to me after 2 years still thinking about that, then I had forgot about it. I was like, I moved on with my life.
So did he want to go out again?
He was hinting at it, but I pretty much was like, this is never going to happen. Like, you've shown me who you are.
How do you say it's never going to happen?
I was just like, that's cool. That's not a guy I want to be with. And I appreciate that, but
yeah, cut him. He limped away after that one. Mm-hmm. I felt that. So you didn't go out with him. What's been happening recently? Have you been going on any dates at all?
No, I have not gone on any dates at all. And my ex and I are trying to figure things out.
Wait, what? Whoa. Breaking news! Whoa. Breaking news! Oh, breaking news! Wow! Breaking news!
What in
I did
the
not
world?
Know this. I did not know this. I did not know this. I just say it different.
Why are you laughing?
I figured it out. I did not know this.
You're processing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What does that mean? Don't say anything you're not comfortable with. But what does that mean?
Yeah, no. I mean, we're not back together, but we're just seeing if, you know, he went through some things and he really realized that he wants me a part of his life, and he's making that effort in a lot of ways that matter. And so I'm just giving a chance for him to see if he can be who I need him to be.
I did not know.
Wow.
This was going to happen. Yeah. I'm a little shocked by it, but good for you.
Yeah. Well, just being honest, you never know what's going to happen.
Amen to that.
It could not work out. It could. I don't know.
I did not know.
I did not know.
Can we ask about, like, what kind of effort is he making? Like, is he dropping flowers off? Like, what do you mean by making an effort?
Only answer texting what you're comfortable with, Morgan.
It's more emotional than that. There was a lot of things he had been through in his life that he hadn't quite figured out, and he's doing the effort to be in therapy, figure that all out, and he's showing up for me in ways that he couldn't before because he's figured that out.
Did he figure out how much he needed you, or he thinks he needed you while he was not having you?
He realized, like, he couldn't need me. He just, back to the whole conversation of needing versus wanting, you know, all of that. But he realized he wants me as part of his life, and he wants to do everything in his power to make sure I'm not leaving him ever again. And so that's more of what happened. He kind of had his moment where he was like, oh, crap, I really don't want to lose this.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. That's the movement here. Regardless of what happens, good or bad, we're rooting for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
And wow.
I did not know this was... okay, breaking news. We did not know that. So you're not dating anybody?
Mm-mm.
No. Did you go on any dates at all?
No, I was asked on a few, but it didn't really feel right. And this started to happen about the same time, and that's what I wanted to pursue. So.
Wow.
Anything you want to say, Lunchbox?
Yeah, like, so are you officially dating him again? Like,
She just said no. Yeah, she did.
let me explain. Like, if he said, hey, I want to take you to a wedding, or would you go? Like, is that something you would do, or is it not to that, like,
it's definitely complicated.
like a public appearance. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, going somewhere together.
I mean, we are going, like, he is taking me out on dates in public. Like, he's actively pursuing me again.
But they're not back together.
Yeah.
So you're kind of dating.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, so they're dating, but she didn't want to call it dating.
Well, there's a difference in going on dates and the term dating.
Yes.
Like, exclusively dating.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like if she's not going to go on dates with other people, they're exclusively dating.
She could be in that middle ground where she doesn't want to mess that up by going on dates with other people, but she also doesn't want to say, yep, we're back together and everything's good and fixed.
Okay. You guys are making it too complicated. They're dating.
But it is complicated. That's just kind of what happens with relationships.
You know what they say? Life is complicated.
Who says that?
Avril Lavigne.
Wow, you got good. It's so complicated.
Bobby Boneshell. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Congratulations to Shay of Dan and Shay and his wife Hannah. They announced they are expecting baby number 3, and it's a boy. Kane Brown will be the first male country artist to perform on the MTV Video Music Awards. The awards air live from New Jersey on August 29th. Maren Morris shared that she got a call back for the Broadway show Wicked after announcing 3 months ago she was submitting an audition tape. She announced the news on social media, sharing that she was in tears. I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Lloyd, a 12-year-old pit bull, was brought to the Niagara SPCA after police found him wandering the streets. Quote, we identified a tumor that we believe is cancerous. He's also in end-stage kidney failure, says the director of the shelter. So, Amy decided Lloyd should live out his last days, which could be anywhere from 3 weeks to 3 months with a bucket list. She posted about it on the SPCA's Facebook page, and all the members of the community have been jumping in to make sure Lloyd just lives the greatest life he can live the last 3 months. Man, that's crazy. That's awesome. For the last 2 weeks, Lloyd has been treated to a bunch of bucket list items, eating at Lloyd's Tacos in Buffalo, hanging out with the penguins at the aquarium at Niagara, visiting Lily Dell, and taking in Jaguar Land Rover Buffalo. I don't know what all that means. It sounds like commercials.
Yeah.
He also visited local parks, beaches, and pools. They're making sure that he's fed. He's an honorary firefighter, And according to Amy, Lloyd is completely booked up through August. Quote, I'm super grateful to our community for showing Lloyd so much love, she said.
That's cool.
That's an awesome story. I hate that the dog is sick. And I hope they can figure something out so his life is not in pain and is able to live a long time. But that's really cool that all those people stepped up. Dang, if you're a dog person, you're probably like me and feeling a little sad and happy at the same time right there. All right, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Do you find making friends as an adult extremely challenging?
I think it's more maintaining friendships because everyone's so busy, and then really creating true connection. Yeah, it can get hard. You?
Yeah, I'm not there. I'm not at those points yet.
That's too deep.
You know, I've talked to you guys. It's not too deep. I'm just not there yet.
Yeah.
My wife and I have had these talks, and she's like, who are your friends? Who do you hang out with? She's like, who do you hang out with? I don't know. Eddie? She goes, who else? I don't know. She's like, nobody else? No, not really. She's like, okay, well, then stop whining that people don't invite you places, you know, because that's often the thing. I'm like, nobody invites me anywhere. And Eddie doesn't even invite me anywhere. And so she's like,
I don't go anywhere.
Sometimes you do. I don't get invited. I don't want to say yes, honestly. I don't want to go places. I just want to be invited.
You just want to get invited.
Right.
Okay.
And so she's like, here are a couple of people that are in your circle that you could probably become good friends with. You like them. You should hang out with them. You want to hang out with them. So you should spend time. And so, okay, cool. So I have this person that I've been eyeing on the friend radar. Beep, beep, beep. Radar. It's a radar going,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I'll try to be friends with them. I like them. Let's see what happens. Like real friends. And it feels like it's going pretty good, but I'm the only person that ever asks to do anything or hang out. So I'm the only friend that's ever like, hey, you want to do this? Hey, you want to do this? Hey, we're going to do this. And so about the fourth time in a row, I decided I'm not going to be friends with them anymore because they don't ask me to do anything. Have I gone crazy?
Well, I maybe you could ask them about it.
No, are you kidding? I would never do that. Hello, person that I'm trying to make my friend. How come you don't ask me to do anything? No chance. But I have asked four times. I've never got a, hey, let's do that ever. And so now I'm like, they don't even want to be my friend because they don't ask me to do anything. I have to ask them all the time.
Okay. That is tricky. And you might have to accept that some people might not want to be your friend.
Oh, I wouldn't go there. I was not going to go there.
Ouch.
It's not for you. That's for every person.
I start vomiting.
Bones,
that hurts so much.
Get it through your head. You're not likable.
That's not what I said.
Maybe people just hate you.
Okay.
But
that wasn't for you.
But
specific.
Here's the thing.
It's for every human.
It was for me.
No, it
here's
wasn't.
The thing. Here's the thing. I just want to be honest about this. Me and this new friend-ish have a good time when we're out. We're hanging out. We've done some things. Actually, we have a great time.
Okay.
And then I'm just like, I will not text them. And I'll just sit. Days will go by.
Like
nothing.
You're dating?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. That's what it feels like a little bit. I know.
This is games.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you're playing games.
It's like if I were dating somebody and asked them out four times, they never came to me and said anything. It is weird. And I feel like, okay, well, they don't really want to be my friend. They're just like, yeah, if he asks, I'll go do something. Because there's been no effort on their side. So it's hard as an adult.
Yes.
To make friends. And I have two people that I'm with in my life most of the time that's not Caitlin. And it's Mike D and Eddie. I'm with Mike more than anybody because we're always working on stuff together. We're together so much when we work. It's like, oh, we got 15 minutes. Let's go away from each other for a little bit because our wives are.
But you guys are like an old married couple.
We are for sure.
You can spend hours together and not say anything.
Mike is my guy. Like, trust him with everything that I do always. But between those two, and then Eddie and I will go do like sports things together. I don't have any. So I'm like, I got me a new one. Except he never wants to do anything with me. Hmm. What's your advice? If this were the mailbag and I wrote this in anonymously, which I thought about.
Yep.
And just to see what you'd say without me being a part of it.
Yep.
What's your advice? Amy, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I think that if
I trust her more than you. You're my friend. You're biased. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, you know I'm your friend too, right?
Yes, but we don't hang out and like go and do stuff in the middle of the day, like dudes or dude stuff.
Yeah, I know. I'm not
looking
a
for
dude
friends. I'm looking for like bros. Right. I don't have any bros. You
okay.
Know?
I would say if this friend that you're trying to, you're watering the relationship. And
I got a really high water bill.
If he's important to you, then you keep at it and see what happens.
I feel like such a loser.
But you need to just that you can't control what he does. You can just control what you do. If you enjoy hanging out with him, then you keep asking him. He'll say no if he doesn't want to hang out with you.
That's what Caitlin says. But I don't want to always ask. If he wants to hang out with me a whole lot, he should say, "Do you want to hang out?"
Okay. Well,
I know I sound like a 14-year-old girl, but you know what?
That's and that's the
up.
Problem,
what?
Is you sound like a 14-year-old
girl. Oh, I didn't
girl.
Know that's a problem. Oh.
Yes.
But guys not to him, not to him.
No, but you...
Can we just say his name?
No, you guys have never met him.
You sound clingy. You sound desperate. You say like this,
but not to him.
Yeah, but if you keep asking him, he's like, man, maybe back off for a little bit.
I did. I back off. I don't even text him.
So when's the last time y'all communicated?
It's a good question. I just basically gave him my new phone number just recently.
That's a big step.
Well, I'm living life right now as a little fella I like to call Bobby Two Phones. I got two
phones, one for the plug and one for the plug. Does he have the new number?
He does now.
Okay.
Because I accidentally texted him from it. But I haven't given anybody the number unless they've texted me. And that's how I get back.
Except for him.
Well, this is the last time we texted. 6 days ago.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Who communicated last?
You guys broke up already.
Him or you? Who ended the thread?
Yeah, it's okay. You're not his type of dude.
I know. That's what it feels like.
Back to that comment. That wasn't for you, and I need to make sure.
It was for me, and that's what made you think of it.
No,
what did you say exactly?
People don't like me, and I'm stupid and ugly.
Sometimes
I have the ugliest face she's ever seen.
That's what I heard. No, it's hard as an adult to realize that not everybody is going to like everybody. And that not everybody has the capacity to be friends with everybody.
Okay, so, but since she said that, though, Amy, do you mean this person may not like Bobby?
I'm saying that's a reality.
I hear yes. Okay, look, here's the last thing.
That's a reality we might have to face.
This is the last thing he said to me. It's about Arkansas football because he knows I'm an Arkansas fan.
Okay.
He said, hey, I just saw Marty Smith is in Fayetteville the first game day of the season. Are you going to be the guest picker of that game? And I replied, no.
Hard to get. Interesting.
Do you think if you said yes, he's going to be like, can I go with you?
No.
Oh. Bones, this person thought about you and texted you. They're like, Bobby likes Arkansas. Let me text him about this.
I said, here you go, play hard to get again. I said this. No.
You went one word answer. Yeah. He was looking for more of a conversation piece. Like, no, I wish that maybe they'll ask me. I haven't heard anything yet. You just said no. He's like, he doesn't want to talk.
You're going to lose this person if you don't stop playing these games.
That's showbiz, baby. I'm tired of being played with myself.
You have a narrative in your head that is not true.
Well, you just gave me a new layer of it. I'm a loser and everybody hates me and I'm
ugly. That's not what I said.
I'm not talented and I'm not good enough for this job.
Okay, I quit.
And all my, what?
No, I said none of that and I'm not going to let you say that I did.
You said it, sister.
Welcome to life with me. Kaylin will say something and I'll just spiral hard.
Right.
She's like, it's exhausting. I said, do you want a popsicle? I'm like, that's not what I heard. You heard I'm not strong enough. Okay.
Okay.
I feel
reach
like.
Reach out to him.
No.
Yes.
Yes. If you want to be friends with this person.
Say what up, dude.
I've already tried four times. We've done stuff. It's been awesome. But I never get the second date.
Okay.
On their end. So I'm going to leave it at that. Okay, I just was asking.
What if they have a different story of
their
head?
They don't, trust me. Their story's same as yours. He's stupid and he's ugly and he farts. Eddie, what is your opinion? Go ahead. I got hers. What's yours?
I'm telling you, just go for it. Stop this whole getting your feelings hurt. Just, if you want a friend, you make a friend. Like, he's given you all the opportunity to reach out, talk about Arkansas football, blah, 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 whatever. Dude, this is your friend. Go get it.
You'd like him.
I would?
Yeah. And I don't want to get you involved because then you'll be sad too.
Yeah, you don't want me to get my feelings hurt.
Okay. I don't want to introduce him to the kids yet, you know? Because then that creates a whole different layer of the relationship.
You got this, Bones. Come on.
Lunchbox?
Listen, like I said, you're like a 14-year-old girl in your head. You may not act like it towards this dude, but guys communicate this way. We go weeks, months without talking, then we hit each other up.
I agree with
So I think you're fine. Like, you're in your head.
But
like
I'm the only one that asks to do something. I don't care about the no texts. I'm the only one that says, hey, do you want to do something? Never once.
But he could be busy. He could have things going on.
Let's convert calendars.
Or maybe he thinks you're busy.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
that's
point.
That's stupid, too. As Amy told me, I am.
You have a TV show. If people don't know how that stuff works, I would think, like, oh, my gosh, Bobby's in Costa Rica this week. I can't talk
this week. You think I just fly? You just
Uber
know. Down?
You have people no don't know how it works.
Anyway, this has been Neurotic Hour with me, Bobby Bones. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Let's talk to Sherry in North Carolina, who's about to play Never Gonna Get It. And here is that wonderful caller. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, guys.
How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are y'all?
Doing pretty good. Do you have a Sonic anywhere near you by any chance?
I do.
Oh, Sonic's awesome, right? Can I get an amen?
Oh, big amen.
Yeah.
There we go.
So I'm going to give you the option here. Would you like to play for a $50 Sonic gift card, or would you like to play for a $100 Sonic gift card?
100.
Okay, good choice.
She goes 50.
Scuba told me I could pick, so I let her pick. You're going to play for a $100 gift card at Sonic, which, oh my goodness, it is my favorite place to go in the whole wide world. And be sure to get the app, because you can get on the app and order, and then when you get there, you just type the stall you're in, boop, bring it right out to you. Awesome.
Yeah.
And like me, you can do it twice. If you have two phones, like I do right now, you can order on two different apps and have them bring it out at the same time. Hit me. I got two phones. I hate having two phones. I'm trying to get rid of the other one. Okay, Sherry, never going to get it. Here is your question.
Okay.
You're most likely to engage in this bad habit on a Wednesday, although millions of people do it every single day. You're most likely to engage in this bad habit on a Wednesday, although millions of us do it every single day. So how it's going to work is, Sherry, you are going to see if you can get it, and it's impossible. It's actually, I don't think, you're never going to get it. But if you do, you win the prize.
On a Wednesday.
And if she misses it, she gets to pick one of you guys. Yeah. You're most likely to engage in this bad habit on a Wednesday. Sherry, what is it?
I'm going to go with leave the toilet seat up.
Okay.
midweek
on a Wednesday.
The midweek toilet seat.
Okay, oh, there you
I like
go.
It. That was, dude. What do you expect? I mean, why are you mad at her?
Yeah, oh, what's this supposed to be? I mean,
why did you go?
That was a terrible answer.
But okay, it's a tough game.
I mean, but a bad habit. Like that's not a bad habit. That's just an accident.
No, it's a habit, but probably happens more than just on a Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the answer is not leave the toilet seat up or anything toilet seat, okay? So, you're still in the game, though, Sherry. You have Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, and Morgan. Now, you can pick one of them.
Yeah.
And if they get it right, you win the prize. Amy, how you feeling?
I feel okay.
Lunchbox?
Great. Especially on a Wednesday. I know this happens on Wednesdays because I've seen it firsthand.
Eddie?
Okay. I've got to say that I've never won this game ever, but this time I've got the answer.
And he says that every time.
No, I've got this
Morgan?
One.
Morgan?
I feel pretty good.
Okay. Sherry, which of the show members would you like to play with here?
Well, I have to go with Lunchbox because he's on his A game today.
Okay, he's on his A game. Lunchbox, it's A game day. On Wednesdays. This bad habit has done more than any other day. What is it?
Hit snooze.
Oh, that is good. Because you kind of made it through Monday and Tuesday, yep. And then you can't take it anymore.
Yep.
That's dumb.
Genius.
So,
I didn't think
Lunchbox
of that.
Says hit snooze. You love it, Amy.
I like that.
Yeah. Eddie?
That's dumb, man. I mean, hit snooze, that's not even a bad habit. That's just a mistake.
It is a bad habit.
Morgan, what do you think about hit snooze?
I mean, I could see it being a possible answer. I don't think it's the answer, though.
Amy, what'd you have?
Oh, I had, well, you survived the weekend. You try to go Monday and Tuesday without a drink, and you do it. And then Wednesday.
Oh, drink.
You get drunk.
Okay. No, you have to get drunk. You have maybe a drink.
Eddie?
I don't see that as a bad habit.
Hey, you start every week saying, I'm going to start eating healthy. I'm going to make my lunch and take it to work.
Oh, good
and
one.
And then by Wednesday, I can't take it. I'm going to McDonald's. Give
that
me fast
is
food.
Good.
Fast food.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's really
pretty good.
Good.
Morgan?
I will say I had both Amy and Eddie's, but I am going with drink a glass of wine.
Okay, that's me.
So you've heard all four of the answers. Lunchbox was your original pick. So here's what I'll do, yeah. Sherry. I'll make it interesting for you.
Okay.
You can either have lunchboxes or you can have the other threes, all combined answers.
All combined.
You can have Amy's, Eddie's, and Morgan's.
That is so hard.
That's good.
Oh, man.
No, because snooze is good.
No, it's not.
So which would you like, Sherry? Would you like Lunchbox and his snooze, or would you like the other the other people and their all their... I'll tell you this. Somebody's right.
Oh!
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I
got to
go with the odds. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Lunchbox, but I'm going to go with everyone else.
The answer is hit the snooze alarm.
Boom! I'm going to Sonic! No! I'm going to Sonic!
Okay. I told you that was good!
How do you like that?
Hold on.
It's so good!
That was,
hold on.
Boom, that was cold.
You know, I got two things to say. First of all, you don't get the card, Lunchbox. You don't get
Let's
the prize.
Let's go! Cherry limeade slush!
No. You don't get the prize.
My mouth.
That's not how it works.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so but that's only two levels, right? We're going to give her another chance to win, but she did not win.
Dude, that was cold.
Why?
Because oh you kind of...
You made it sound like we were
no,
right.
No, I didn't.
Was wrong.
You never know what way I'm going to go.
No, I told you I was right from the beginning.
But you say that every time when you're wrong. But my point is,
hey, who called
I will
my
play the
stupid?
Game. I will play the game every time and every way. You know me. You can't predict what I'm going to do.
No, you can't. But you did say, is it the snooze? like that wasn't it.
That show is, baby.
Woo, man! Hey, right, hit it!
Wait, we're not done with the bit yet.
Oh, we're not done?
We're not done with the bit yet.
Eddie, apologize.
Nah. Okay, Sherry, nah. I'm going to give you one final chance to win this $100 gift card from Sonic, okay?
Okay.
She could have already had it.
Okay.
And I need you to do... Yeah, she could have. I need you to spell the word restaurant. Go.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
Why is that so easy for her? I struggle with that
restaurant.
One.
Right.
Well, she wins $100 to Sonic.
Okay.
It's a good restaurant. Oh, there she is, winner. Winner.
I'm not clapping.
And what? But you won, too.
I know, but she could have taken the easy road, but no, she wanted to get off me and go.
No, she was just playing the odds.
The odds of picking dumb people over smart people.
I like that. It's a good comeback. Sherry, you did good because you won. You did good because you picked Lunchbox. Like, your instinct was right.
Yeah.
What do we learn here? Stick with your gut.
Yeah, stick with your gut.
That's
go with
hard.
Me, you go
it's
to
hard
Sonic.
When your gut says Lunchbox, that's hard.
But it did.
Yeah.
Your gut says Lunchbox.
It did.
Sherry, you are the winner. Congratulations to you. We will get you your $100 gift card to Sonic. Lunchbox, you're a winner too. You nailed
Woo!
It, buddy. Play a song now.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money. Wake up, people. Let's go.
This is Jennifer from Louisiana.
I wanted to have a little information to share with you that might be helpful on watching Snake in the Grass. So I have a Roku TV, and I just added the USA channel, and we watch it for free. So, yeah, add the USA channel on your smart TV. Easy peasy. All right. Thanks so much. We love y'all. Thank you for everything that you do for us and the joy you bring us. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Jennifer. That's very positive. Hey, Morgan, what did you find out about Snake in the Grass and how people can watch it online?
So if they go to the USA Network app, they can watch it there either on the website or on your phone, and it's free.
I had no idea. I'm being honest with you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, love, I think it's great. I had no idea that there was an app. Not even that it was on there. I didn't know anything about that. Anyway, I wish we could delete this. Anyway, so by the way, the show is on tonight. Please watch. Please watch. 11, 10 Central on USA. This is Anna from California.
I think the bit with Trucker Joe was hilarious, but I think there's something to that if Abby's up for it, just like Scuba Steve, how he found his wife through the radio show. I think it's an idea.
I forget Scuba found his wife through radio. She was caller 10.
Oh my gosh, yeah, she was caller 10,
and she won two tickets to go to Elton John and a date with Scuba Steve, and that next thing you know, there they are. That's all a lie. That's all a lie.
But they did, I was like, what?
They did meet because of radio, right?
No, she did call in.
Yes, she was a caller.
Yeah, we did a whole thing. I was going through a divorce. We did a whole storyline on my old show in San Francisco, and then we had a bunch of callers, and she was one that called and emailed. We dated for a while, and then now we're married and have children.
That is crazy. I can't believe my brain forgot that.
I think my brain purposely forgot that.
But I mean, pretty wild.
That's why I know. That's why I forgot.
That's like
it.
Us being like, hey, call her. Yeah, wow. Yeah,
call her 10, like I just said. Yeah, you're getting there. I'm like 30 seconds ahead of you, but I like it. I like it that you're there with me.
I caught myself.
Thank you for that. Why don't we go and do, you know, let me just stop on this. Abby should go out with Trucker Joe.
Totally.
Well, now that we know there's hope.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what he looks like. Maybe we set him up on a Zoom date on the air and we record it. And if there's something there,
oh my gosh,
go to the next. That was a great bit. I love Trucker Joe. I love Abby. That's all. Abby's looking for love and she's been looking for love. You know where she's been looking?
In all the wrong places.
All the wrong places. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the right place, apparently? Phone lines.
Uh-huh.
Trucker Joe.
Zoom. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's this guy, his name is Kyle Gordy. He's 31 years old, and he's already fathered 48 kids, and he's got 10 on the way.
Oh, must be like donation.
Yeah, he does this for free and doesn't go through a donor bank.
It got weirder.
Oh, I like
each
this.
Level, it got weirder. Like, he got all these kids. Oh, that's a little weird. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But, donation. Well, he does it for free.
Mm-hmm. And
okay, a little weirder.
If you're in need of it, he gives it directly to you, and then you go do what you need to do.
It gets weirder and weirder. Like, yeah, I used to like, I really liked him. Then I was kind of like, okay, I get it. Then I'm just like, I don't want to know him.
What do you mean he gives it directly to them?
Does that mean he goes to their house?
They collect it, and then I think maybe they take it to the bank. But anyways, he hasn't dated in 10 years, and he thinks
I would, yeah, of course. Stop doing this, buddy.
Okay. I didn't know things could go viral on LinkedIn, but last week something did, which is pretty crazy. Because I didn't, again, know that posts could go viral over there. But it's a CEO of a company called Hypersocial, and he posted a photo of himself crying after he had to lay off a few employees. He admitted to the layoff being his fault because he made a bad business decision. And some people are giving him credit for owning up to it, but other people think that it's totally staged and very cringy.
It's a weird picture. I saw it on Instagram. It was posted on LinkedIn, but it got taken over to Instagram, and that's kind of where it blew up. And people were posting the comments. And most people were like, hey, man, we get it. It's tough to be a CEO. There was a select few that were all over them. And that's how they can make a story about this. They're like, people are outraged. Well, if you have two people,
they're
that's
outraged.
People are outraged. It's just a weird picture, though, when someone takes a selfie of themselves crying and then posts it to show they're emotional.
Yeah.
This happens sometimes.
And they're the head of a company.
Well, not even anybody. Even in country music, there are people who do it. They're like crying and they get a selfie and they're like, this is how I was feeling. That's a weird picture.
Yeah, to share.
Yes, because you easily could have just taken a picture and been like, hey, Ted's real emotional. I cried. I don't need to see the picture of you crying. Maybe there's something to... I just feel like that's a weird picture to take of you crying to prove that you were crying.
Totally.
I think it's great if you cry and it helps you get to a place or we're sad sometimes. But to prove you were crying, I feel like that's what they're doing. Like, look, I did cry.
Because you have to stop the emotion for a second and be like, oh, let me take that picture so people can
Let me
see
think
this.
With clear mind.
Right.
Yes. I'm going to document.
Let me think. Oh, it's almost like evil scientist type stuff. like you're so emotional and you're crying and you're like, oh, I should take a picture of this because I can use it on my social media.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like
well,
next level.
Well, maybe some people, their thought process is like, I don't, if other people are going through something hard.
No, I understand that too. Okay.
They're not alone.
I get it. But it's just while you're crying, when you should be so emotional, you're not having your clear thoughts, because emotion kind of overrides everything, that you go, well, you know, it's like this. You know, while I'm doing this, I should get a picture so I can post it and show that I really do cry. Okay, click.
The more Bobby talks, the more it's staged.
I don't know that. I do not think it was staged. I saw the picture. It looks weird. There's water on his face. Whatever.
He splashed.
That's
his
what
face.
I'm saying. Like, I mean, and you, do you think he only took one picture, or did he take one?
Oh,
like,
many,
all that
many.
Oh,
he tried to find the one with the most water coming down his eye for sure. I do think it was. He probably cried, but to also think about it while you're doing it, it just doesn't feel as authentic. That's anybody posting a picture of them crying.
What if they just had the picture?
If somebody takes a picture of you crying.
Different,
absolutely, because you're crying, you're like, let me get a picture.
Yeah, okay. You didn't cut off the emotion to take the picture.
So, example, one time I was having this complete meltdown situation, and I took the picture and sent it to my therapist. It was a whole different thing, but therefore I had that photo on my phone. Never shared it publicly, obviously, but I could go back later a few days with a clear mind and be like, hey, life's rough sometimes. I'm trying to think of what people do.
Yeah.
I would
you
never
walk
share
down seven
it.
Little bunny trails off the road. And I think in all those instances, if you have a relationship with your therapist and she's like, send me this, all that, okay, that makes sense. I don't think I don't think anything I say is universal except Home Alone's on a Christmas movie. Other than that, nothing is universal. And there are, but most times when I see somebody crying, I'm like, you had a clear thought while you were crying. When you don't have clear thoughts, to take a picture so you can post it on social media.
Right.
Like, you're trying to manipulate us.
I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't post on social media, though.
No.
You should know.
I have to go.
But
no,
I see
it
that
is
picture.
Probably the worst
fire someone
picture.
From your podcast network just to post a picture.
Probably one of the, I just wanted to, we were documenting a moment of like, okay, can't get any
for
lower than
therapist.
This.
We will come higher. For your therapist.
Yes, for my therapist. Right.
Okay.
And for me.
Go
and
ahead.
For her.
What else you got?
Okay, so Thomas Rhett has written a lot of songs with his dad, Rhett Akins, including his latest hit, Half of Me.
Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth.
So good. He's written a lot of songs with his dad that we'll never really hear, and he was reminiscing about the first song they wrote together when he was only 6 years old. It's called A Piece of Wood, and here he is talking about it.
We wrote a song when I was 6 years old called A Piece of Wood, and it was about building a guitar, and that song has never been recorded. It probably never will be, but I do remember that vividly. My dad still has the little tape of us singing that song together in the kitchen.
Aww,
make a note when
cool.
He comes in, I want to hear A Piece of Wood.
Yeah.
And I'm not scared to ask him for it.
For sure.
Now somebody else is going to hear this and go, oh, we should ask him first.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I'm going to cry about it and I'm post on Instagram. You heard it. We're back around at the beginning. All right.
All right. Maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So the swag shop cuts hair for people, but mostly paying customers. Well, it's back to school time, so they've decided they want to help kids feel their best. And they have provided around 200 free haircuts for kids K through 12th grade.
Is there a way to see their schedule?
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, Lunchbox, I mean, the guy has needed a haircut for months.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't you got one?
Ah, man, just working on things.
I have a theory that... Is your wife cutting your hair a little bit at home?
No.
No trims?
No trims.
Are you bang trimming a little bit?
No, I don't know. Bang trimming my bangs.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done that either.
Yeah.
No, I've just been busy, man.
I mean, you got bangs 1993 style.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, he's brushing them to the side.
There we go. Now they're gone.
He likes doing that.
I mean, that.
That
looks nice.
Now they're gone.
See, now it looks normal, right?
When's the last time you got a haircut?
Oh, goodness. It probably was I Heart Austin.
So
what month was that? May?
Early
oh
May.
Gosh.
Oh, my goodness. June, July. 3 months.
If I had to guess, I'd have to look at my credit card receipts.
Yeah. Just be thankful, because I go through this too, that you have all this hair that continues growing.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about maybe making a wig for Eddie when I'm done.
I don't want your wig. No.
Hey, this is a second. Tell me something good.
Yes, exactly.
You're going to donate hair to Eddie?
I was going to donate it.
He's
I don't
not
want
sick
it.
Or anything.
Wow.
No, he's not sick, but he needs it.
I don't
so
have
hair.
So how
did he put it on?
There's glue.
Mean?
There's toupee glue, right?
You're telling me I would wear Lunchbox's helmet?
I don't think he'd have all of it.
Or they have implants. They implant it in your hair.
Can you imagine Eddie wearing Lunchbox's hair?
His hair is much lighter than mine.
It is.
It wouldn't work.
Eddie would have to implant his own hair.
So this is not that, and there's no schedule to see, but they're giving away a lot of haircuts to people.
Yeah, so shout out the Swag Shop and any barbers across the country that are doing this, because it is really cool to help equip kids for the first day of school and make them feel their best.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Less than a third of teens now use Facebook. So, I mean, I don't know anybody under 30 that uses it as the main.
No.
I don't know anybody really my age that uses it as the main. Maybe a couple.
The main?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Lunchbox is on it all the time.
Okay.
I think he's on it right now.
That's his
main. No, I'm not.
Facebook's your main, right?
What do you use it for?
I just... chill, kill time.
Chill.
But he does it during the show.
Yeah, yeah. During the show.
But,
like,
but
when
he's
you guys,
talking to friends, though, like yes, people from high school.
Yeah, when you guys get bore me, I'm like, all right, I'll just go to Facebook.
So, but that's your main.
That's okay. My main.
Wow.
That's,
so there are crazy. There are a few. But Facebook is not just, oh, Facebook's old. But, like, Facebook literally is being phased out because younger people aren't using it. That's how things die. So they're doing other things, like Instagram. They bought Instagram. But a third of teens use Facebook. A Pew Research Center survey showed that back in 2015, it was like 75%. And here we are now, and it's less than a third. Facebook's taking a backseat to all. TikTok crushes right now.
Oh, yeah.
And is the highest trajectory. Instagram still does really well. Twitter's actually grown to a bit, not as much as they had hoped. But Facebook, bam, out. So
oh, no.
YouTube Shorts is cool now. That's a good one. Which that I'm on a little bit.
What about Snapchat?
I don't do Snapchat anymore.
Kids
I used to.
Do.
The
yeah.
Kids love Snapchat.
That's how they
still.
Want. They want to take a picture of half of their forehead in the ceiling and be like, what up?
And then write a message on
mm-hmm.
it.
It's a, like, it's not, I mean, like, you could just text that to someone.
Yeah, but you sound old. When you
say, yeah, grandma. Yeah.
Well, we're
just go knock on the door. Just go hang out.
No, it got taken away.
So what, Snapchat did?
Mm-hmm. We don't have it.
And by we?
Stashira.
Your
my daughter? Yeah. She lost privilege.
Huh.
There's rules.
Care to elaborate?
No, it has nothing to do with Snap. Well, it just had to do with she'd rather have TikTok to scroll and look at things. And then which she has an account on my phone. But she has her own. And she mostly keeps her post in draft because I have to approve them. And I mean, because some of these kids, you see them dancing online and it is not
sounds
appropriate.
Sounding
old. I know.
I'm not saying, like, you're wrong. I'm just saying.
I get
if it. If we heard someone say that 15 years ago, mm-hmm. as adults, we'd be like, okay, meemaw.
Uh-huh.
I know. Yeah. It's just, it's scary out there. But also she wanted to run our cat's Instagram. So we swapped
that's
that
good.
For Snapchat because Snapchat just freaks me out that you know, because of how we originally knew of it.
You mean, y'all thought
how
did
we originally
it?
No, we didn't
how
use
did you
it.
Use Snapchat back in the day,
Amy? No, we didn't use it, but you remember why we thought it was created-ish? Because you could send things and it would disappear or something?
Yeah.
I didn't. I don't even know
she's
that I've ever
all,
had
a little suspicious with her words, and now she's saying the words I and me and we.
There's I mean, a new we one as society.
That's called Be Real that's growing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
I
good.
I heard of that.
And so what Be Real is, you'll get a notice during the day at some point, and it'll go, all right, boom. And so you only communicate with your friends for the most part. You can be found if you'd like, but then you take a picture of right then, and you can take a picture of you, take a picture of whatever, but you can't put a filter on it. So it's called Be Real. That's one that's growing right now. Like I said, YouTube Shorts are really cool.
Are you on Be Real?
I have an account. I
you
use
do?
A little, yeah.
Look at
but
you.
I was on TikTok months before it ever, and you guys are like, shut up, TikTok's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I was like, I swear.
I mean, you were on Twitter way before anybody. You were like, I'll give them this Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
You're ahead of things here. I've heard of that.
Oh, you have Meemaw?
I've never even heard of Be Real,
but
so I'm way behind.
An
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, dang, I feel stupid.
Note to self, create an account today.
I'm downloading right now. Be Real.
I give Caitlin credit for that one, but you always have to hear it from somebody, right?
Sure, of course. Yeah.
Okay, let's go over and do the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What did the policeman say to his belly button?
What did the policeman say to his belly button?
You're under a vest.
That was the morning corny.
Right. Oh, man.
Or you could say, what did the policeman say to his chest?
You're under a vest.
Then it rhymes and you're...
You can do anything that's under a vest.
That's a tough one. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. You nervous, Lunchbox?
Oh, man, I'm nervous. I'll tell you what. I talked to my agent over the weekend, and he was like...
You have an agent? No, you fake as your agent.
No, Jackson Hughes.
Jackson Hughes. That's
and he was like, look, I think this is really a good spot for you, so if they offer it to you, I really think you should take it. And so, I mean, I'm hoping... I reviewed the tape over the weekend. I thought I did pretty good.
I thought you did good, too.
I thought I did really good.
Jay Scheib is on with us, director of Bad Outta Hell, the award-winning musical in Las Vegas. He has credentials out the wazoo, and, I'm all wazooed out. He's just very decorated, very accomplished, and we're going to talk to him and see if he's going to cast you in Bad Outta Hell in Las Vegas. Quick prediction. Does he get the role, Amy?
I mean, I hope so, yes.
Eddie.
I think he does. I think director liked what he saw.
Okay, I do too, because I saw him light up a little bit a couple
times. Yeah, me too.
That's what I'm saying. I have that effect, and that's what I do on stage. I will bring the audience in. They will relate to me. They will feel me.
That sounds weird. Okay, on the phone, Jay Scheib. Here he is.
Yeah!
Jay, good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I'm great.
You spent the weekend watching his tape and evaluating him for your production. Can you just give me, before you let me know what your final thoughts are, as you're watching this tape back, what emotions were you feeling?
Well, I was laughing like crazy. I thought the comedy was so good.
Were you trying to be funny, Lunch?
Some of it I was. Yeah. I don't know which scene he's talking about. Like, what was funny? I don't know. But if that's what he's looking for, then spot on.
If that's what he sees, that's what he gets.
That's what he gets. That's right. You know what I mean? Sometimes dramatic scenes can be funny at the same time.
Hey, Jay, I have to imagine that casting is tough for a production because there are so many talented people.
Yeah, and everybody's different.
Yes.
You know, so trying to get a sense of each individual personality and how they all fit into the group, it's a big part of the process.
Is it pretty tense before the show goes on? Because it is such a big production with so many people doing so many things. I mean, is it like everybody tight or is it like free and everybody's like, let's just have a good time?
Well, by the time we get to the actual performance, we've already been in the room rehearsing. And so for the most part, everybody's just like ready to like let it go and share it with the audience.
Have you ever seen anyone quite like Lunchbox that's auditioned for you?
No, actually,
wow.
No.
Wow.
That's yeah. Cool. Everybody's
wow.
Different.
Wow. That's memorable.
What about anyone with near the same haircut?
I might have seen similar haircuts, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Jay, sure. Just so you know, the hair has been growing out because I don't know what the hair needs to look like when I get this role.
Oh, you're going out for the role.
And so, that's like, great. I know that you guys have hair and makeup, so I figured they would want to style it and they would want to cut it whichever way. So that's kind of why like I've that. Got it like this.
That's a good line.
Yeah, usually contractually, we ask people not to cut their hair without permission from the designer.
Boom. See? Boom, that's what I'm talking about.
All right.
That is what I'm talking about.
Lunchbox, real quick, last chance to talk to Jay to plead your case. I do not know what he's going to say. Right now, Jay is on to tell Lunchbox if he got the role in Bad Outta Hell, the musical in Las Vegas.
Jay, just think about it. Eventually, if this is a success, we can write the musical from Murchison to Zoom to Hollywood. And it's the story, the life, and acting career of Lunchbox all started because of Jay gave him his one shot.
Wow.
I mean, you want to talk about award-winning. Wow. That's it.
Okay. All right. That's what you have to say?
And we can invite my old acting coach, Miss Dawson, or the teacher, and then my current Zoom coach. I mean, that's two people we can have in the audience. Two tickets sold already.
Audience. I like a good audience. Get a good passionate audience.
Oh, man.
Right.
All right, let's turn it over to Jay. Jay, we are now your
audience. Jay had a good weekend.
We're now Jay's audience. Come on, Jay. Do with us as you please.
So listen, Lunchbox, I'd like to offer you the role.
Whoa! Yeah! Yeah! Let's go! Let's go! I'm going to Vegas!
Wow! Okay.
Question. Do I get a nanny?
Hold on.
Wait,
stop for all that. Stop for all that. Jay, I'm sorry. You're offering the role. Okay.
Woo!
You can, no.
Oh, what's so the role? Am I Zat or Trat? Stat? No, what's his name?
No, right.
I already forgot. I'm Strat. Oh, my. Hey, guys, from now on, you have to call me Strat.
Hold
I'm
on.
No longer
Lunchbox. Let's let Jay talk. Jay, cool. Go ahead.
I was actually thinking it will be more, you'll be much stronger in the role, in the comedic role.
Okay, yes. Who am I going to play? Yeah. Jim Carrey?
So you're going to play one of the characters in the beginning who's working on the motorcycle and cracking jokes. And then you take part in the big demonstrations, like the big sort of fight scenes.
Yes.
Cuz I could tell you were interested in, you know, more sort of really physical stuff.
Yes, I mean, I am more of a physical actor, and people do like my physique.
Yeah,
and
No, hold on, let's let him talk. Let's let him talk for a little bit.
Sorry.
And so then we're going to do that trombone number, just like you said it. I think I want to just script it exactly as you did it.
Wow,
Western Union.
So Jay, Lunchbox, congratulations.
Yes,
this is your first.
Yes, I did it.
Hold on.
All on my acting skills, my own merit got me the role.
Jay. How many lines total do you think Lunchbox will have to memorize?
It'll probably be about 10 lines.
Whoa. Yeah. I can do it. Yeah. I can do it, Jay. I am your man.
Yeah. And then there's some improvised stuff.
Oh, I can do that.
You've already got the role. You don't have to convince him. You got it.
Oh, my goodness, Jay. So this is going to be amazing. How long is the residency?
Yeah, how long is Lunchbox wants to know how long his run is.
Well, I think we're going to run Bad Out of Hell. I think it's an open-ended residency.
Wow.
What is that?
I guess I'll do the show from Vegas, guys. Sorry.
He's gone.
He's talking about the whole production. Jay
well, yeah,
is talking
about
it.
You can't just find a new mechanic anywhere.
How long do you think right. Lunchbox's role will run, Jay?
I think, like, I got to turn that over to our general manager, who will be in touch with your agent, Lunchbox.
Okay. Yeah.
Lunchbox doesn't... can, like, work out the contract.
Jay, Lunchbox.
You can be the agent. Just you. Be.
Lunchbox doesn't have an agent. He fakes it like he's an agent.
Right.
I'll let. Okay.
Okay.
It's okay. So we're gonna work this out, Lunchbox.
Yes.
But you got the role. Big day.
I'm going to Vegas. Wow. Guys, hey, listen, everybody listening, book your flights. Come to Vegas.
They don't know
come.
When. So why would you book a flight? You can't tell them when.
That's true.
But be prepared to book your flight
Get
to Vegas.
Ready.
To come
we'll all
see
know.
Me.
Bad out of hell.
Bad out of hell. Woo, Paris, let's go!
Okay.
Jay, I
really appreciate you. Thank you for giving Lunchbox
a chance. Do we get a private chef in our suite?
Okay, hold on. Just hold on. That's all you can work out with. You. Have your agent work that out.
Okay.
Yeah, have your agent work that out.
Jay,
I won't let you down, Jay. This is going to be a moment to remember.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Jay, thank you for your time. We can't wait to meet you in person.
Hey, guys, I'm a thespian! Yeah,
okay, stop yelling over Jay. He's our guest. Jay's our guest here. Jay, I'm sorry. We finished what you were saying there.
See you in Vegas.
See you in Vegas.
Yeah.
All right, there he is. Jay Shive, everybody. All right, congratulations. We'll come right down to Boggs. Here's a voicemail from Carlos, who lives in Texas.
Just came to Nashville to see your show. It was awesome, man. Good stories, good show, good surprises. Loved it all. And hey, by the way, Eddie rocks.
He does rock.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carlos, for coming in. I did two shows, one Friday night, one Saturday night. And they're pretty good, comedically inspirational. Right now, I only have plans to do one other show, and it is not here. It's going to be West. That's all I can say right now. But I saw Scuba Steve for like 1 second, who came to the show.
Yeah.
And then he just walked by and was like, hey, make a show. Kept walking. And I guess that's because we see each other every day, and backstage is just crowded full of folks.
Yeah, and I don't want to get in your head space, and you're getting ready for the show and everything, so I just want to be really quick and cordial, and thanks for having me.
He just like never stopped. It was like a drive-by. He was like, hey, man, it'll be a good idea. I was like, was that Scuba Steve? But It was a lot of fun. We did two shows. It was awesome. I can talk more about that later, but I want to mention and kind of get into what happened after the show. So finished the show on Saturday night and feeling pretty good. Caitlin and I are walking down. We're in the parking garage. We load up the car. It's like my dirty clothes. And because they stay, I wore the same clothes for two nights in case we edited it all together. Get in the car, drive off. One of our friends is behind us. Leaving this parking garage, and it kind of goes in and out to get to the top. We go out, we're at a traffic light, and one of my friends is like, honk, honk, yeah, ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm like, man, I must have done a real good show. Like, he's still pumped.
Yeah. Fired up.
I'm like, my boy behind me is like still honking at me. Like, he must have left a little laughter and very inspired. So I drive on to the next one, next light, honk, 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 woo, woo, woo. And I'm like, he can't stop. Like, somebody needs to help him because he's feeling too good right now. So Caitlin rolls her window down and goes, what's up? And he goes, Bobby's phone's on the back of the car.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, what? And so he gets out of his truck, middle of the road, and grabs the phone and hands it to Caitlin. I had driven, I don't know, 3 stoplights, quarter mile, no stoplight.
Wow.
My phone just sat on the back of the, I was almost not Bobby Two Phones. I am, baby. I was very lucky that that phone sat right on the back of the car through 3 traffic lights and all day. I can't believe it. So I was very lucky. So I was like, hey, what happened to you guys? It was super lucky. You can call us. So I got both of them. I'm feeling good. That's all. Weekend was great. So, and it can get into all that, but I want to grab some phone calls for just a second. Brent in Louisville, how did you get extremely lucky for no reason, straight luck? Tell me about it.
Well, I am a watch enthusiast, and I decided to enter a competition that was based in London, England, and I bought tickets for this competition. I bought 10 tickets. There were 2,323 entrants. My chance of winning was 0.004%, and I ended up winning our $20,000 Rolex Submariner date.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Do you have it yet?
I do.
Man, okay, well now I'm really...
What is that, a Rolex?
Yeah. Yeah, $20,000 Rolex.
That's crazy.
That's what I heard. He said something fancy afterward. I don't know what that word is. That's awesome, dude. So what are you going to do? Are you going to keep the watch, sell the watch?
Oh, I'm absolutely going to keep it.
Well, congratulations, and that makes me want to play the lottery. I'll be honest with you. Maybe Lunchbox is onto something here.
I'm telling you, man.
Somebody's got to win.
Good things happen.
Chelsea in Texas, you are on the phone. Chelsea, what's going on? Hey, Chelsea, you there? Oh, we lost her. All right. With Chelsea, I could see a little bit of what that was. She went to the Garth show, and they sit in the very top nosebleeds. What do you think happened?
Oh, they got upgraded.
Huh, what's up?
He brought her down front row.
Well, someone came up during before the show and said, "Oh, you're in nosebleeds. Why don't you come down and sit in the front row?"
Oh, that's amazing. That
would be,
I love
that. Also, those. I would not believe it. I would be like, "Where are you trying to take me?"
Yeah, you're trying to get my seats. Uh-huh. No, thank you.
I'd call LifeLock and be like, "Hey, guys, this is a scam."
Yeah.
Missy in Franklin, Tennessee. Missy, what's going on with you?
Hey there. First of all, I want to tell Lunchbox congratulations on his new job.
Little luck to himself.
Yeah,
little
yeah.
luck to himself. Woo, okay, woo. Okay. All right, what else, Missy?
That's how I was so excited. So I had been doing gig work, one of them being Instacart delivery. I have a special needs daughter that I take care of. I'm a single mom. And I had been waiting for my dream job to come about, and one of the people that I delivered to told me she was so impressed with my communication skills and everything throughout the whole process. She said, "Are you looking for a job?" And I was. And I got the job, my dream job.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I know. I'm so excited.
That's awesome. Come on. Yeah. All right. All right. We're loving it. All right, Missy, congratulations. Yeah. That's just because she did really good at her other job and someone noticed how thorough she was. Missy, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Bobby. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
All right, we will. Had a pretty chill Sunday yesterday. We went and had a little brunch, Caitlin and I did, and went back to the house. And we have this place that we send our dogs for a couple hours a few times a week so they can just go play with other dogs. It's right near our house. But apparently there's like rubella or something that's all over. It's a dog disease. And we had two different vet friends go, "Don't send your dogs to a place right now because of it's like going around." I don't know, it's like the COVID of dogs. I don't know what it is.
Weird.
Yeah. But a lot of dogs were getting it, at least where we are. And so we just hung out with the dogs. And we tried to watch the David Letterman, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, which is an interview show. And I was going to watch the Kevin Durant episode. And Kevin Durant plays for the Nets now, but he played for the Thunder and he played for the Warriors. And so we're watching it. And I love David Letterman. It's my hero, like when it comes to what I do for a living. Would love to meet him. Never met him. I'm watching, I'm laughing, I'm like, ha, ha, ha. And, like, Caitlin's starting to get, like, irritated. And she's, like, yelling things at the screen. She's like, "Why'd you choke game 7? And she hates Kevin Durant from playing with the Thunder when he left.
Oh.
And so we had to stop it halfway through because she just could not stop heckling the screen because she's like, "Why did you leave?" And so I was like, "You know, I'm going to go and put this on hold and be able to enjoy this myself." But she still got some anger issues with Kevin Durant, who left Oklahoma City, you know, to go and chase couple titles. So
can you relate to that? Like, do you hold on to any sports grudges?
No, I'm an adult, you know.
You're mature.
Yeah.
Why would I ever think that?
It's so funny. She's still so angry about Kevin Durant leaving the Oklahoma City Thunder. So I'm only halfway through, but that is, it's such a good show. And I'm a big David Letterman guy, obviously. That's what we did. We finished we started watching the finale of Only Murders in the Building. And we're watching it and it's getting near the end. And they still had it. We're like, "Oh, if it's somebody, we're going to be so disappointed if it was something that was like, we didn't have a chance to guess who the killer was." And it's like 10 minutes left in the final episode. And they still hadn't even got close. And I'm like, "Were they going to cram this in like the last minute? 4 minutes left in the final episode. They still haven't revealed who the killer was. We're getting near the end." And I'm like, "I don't know what's about to happen. What are they going to do? Go next season, we'll tell you who the killer is." The episode ends and I'm like, "Oh, there's still 2 more episodes.
Oh, that's
so true. You know how you watch a final episode and you're dialed in. Like, you're not on your phone. You have to sit up straight and be focused because you put all. And so it was my fault because I was like, "All right, finale time." I'd only seen it go up to 8, but apparently there's up to 10 or 11.
Mm.
And so we've never watched a 2 or 3 episode from the finale episode as hardcore as we watched that one. We're watching every little thing. I knew it was him. I told you. And then it wasn't even the finale. So it reminds me of the time that I watched the show on Amazon, The Marvelous Miss Maisel, because everybody's like, "That show is so funny." So I go and I'm like, "Let's go. All these people that I know that like similar things can't be that wrong." Boom, turn it on. Marvelous Miss Maisel. I'm watching it and I'm like, "Well, I don't get it. Like, what am I missing here? Like, I know she does comedy and she was, you know, doing some armed forces stuff and she's on stage entertaining the troops and I watched 2.5 episodes. I'm like, maybe I am not at a place where I'm understanding. Like, maybe I'm not smart enough. And so I come in and I'm like, "Hey, did you get?" Turns out that was like the first 2 episodes of season 3 when I started.
Yeah.
That.
It wasn't even season 1. So that's why I didn't understand what was happening. So it was a similar situation.
Didn't you do that with like Saving Private Ryan too?
No, the movie theater, it went in and they started airing the final scene first. That wasn't my fault.
Okay. Yeah.
They showed the ending first in the movie theater.
You're like, huh?
And yeah, so we're watching. I'm like, if the ending is, it's, if the beginning is this sad and emotional, how am I even going to get through this? And then the movie was over. It was, I knew something was up when they started rolling the credits about 20 minutes into the movie.
You're like, interesting.
I'm like, well.
Never seen this before.
It's an interesting method here. Then they were like, hey guys, sorry, we showed you the end first.
Got it.
What do you mean? What does that mean? Somebody was watching the rest of it? And they were like, uh-oh, the people are coming in. Just hit play. All right, let's do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Mariah Carey's Atlanta home was burglarized while she was on vacation. So what happened is that she was posting photos from her vacation, which isn't that big of a deal if you have somebody watching your house.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that Mariah Carey wouldn't have someone or some people watching her house. Page Six has exclusively learned that in July, Mariah was vacationing in both Capri, Italy, and in a $20 million mansion in the Hamptons. And while she was in those two places, her Atlanta home was burglarized. Police have confirmed the break-in, but say this is an open investigation. And they say, if you're somewhere and you're posting pictures of it, people are going to know where you're not. And that was her house. And that is Page Six. Because of our dogs, we always have somebody staying at our house. Actually, we have people staying in every room with guns. Yeah. In case anybody's out there.
Every room,
somebody's got it in, and they're all loaded immediately. So, but yes. And there are times that we go and we don't post that we're somewhere, but we always have somebody at the house, only for the dogs. Because Stanley will get sick. If he goes anywhere for more than like 2 days, he just gets sick. I think he starts freaking out. And so we know that if we're away for over 2 days, Stanley's gone, we got to come back to a vet bill and a sick bulldog. We don't like either one of those, so we just pay a friend, or like Abby will stay at the house. By the way, Abby always has a shotgun ready.
Yeah.
When she's there.
She's ready.
Loaded and pointed. Yes. In the news, in Utah, no child support means no hunting and no fishing. Utah seeing a surge in child support payments over the past year. A change that state officials credit in part to a new state law that withholds hunting and fishing licenses to people that fall behind on payments.
Good idea.
Smart. But here's what I'm surprised at. If you're going to break the law and not pay child support, why not break the law and just go fish?
Yeah, they probably do anyway. Yeah. Fish without a license?
I mean, the other one's a lot bigger than this one.
I agree.
But yes, it's good to see that that is affecting some change. I like that. That is from News Nation Now. Also in the news, a Spirit Airlines employee is suspended after fighting a woman in a viral video. Now I watched this video. I didn't know I was going to read it on the news. And this is what I saw. We have a clip though, right? And I'll play it in a second. This woman is all up on this dude. And the dude is the worker. This woman's all up on him. And then she touches him. And like he's like, don't. And she hits him.
Oh.
And then it's on. And I watched and I was like, yeah. I get it. And I think they've suspended him, but I want to play the clip. Where does this clip start, Ray?
Just them talking back and forth, and then the hit happens at the end.
When she hits him, he runs over her. Some dude hops in. He is like a defensive lineman going into an offensive guard that wasn't ready for that challenge. Here you go.
You haven't lost your mind. Don't touch me ever in your life. Touch me first, and then you got in my face. Don't ever invade
my
personal space.
Get out of my face! Get out of my face! No. Ooh,
so she hits him. She hits him. He never touched her. He was angry. He was in her face after she had already got to him. But she hits him. He loses it. And I felt that.
And so he's just suspended like upon for investigation, maybe just further pushes, into it. But
do you see? Like the first was a push, and then.
Yep.
Wait till she hits him in the face, and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I get it, because I had to probably react.
Oh, here it comes.
Let's just walk in.
I love this. The guy's getting a good camera angle. He's going up.
Oh, the guy on the phone's trying to win a Peabody.
He's getting really close. She keeps pushing him and pushing him, and are we ever going to get to the hit? Come on.
When the hit happens, you're going to yell.
Well,
because you're
going to
go, I can't believe
there we go.
You did that.
Oh! 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 Yeah. Oh! And he takes him down. Yeah.
There's the tackle.
There's the tackle. Oh!
Oh, and a punch.
Oh, then a punch.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it gets ugly.
He doesn't stop.
It gets ugly.
No.
Yeah, it gets ugly. So anyway, that's up.
Woo!
That's up. You can watch it. We'll put it on our Facebook page. Listen, our Facebook page is nicer than this scene. So this will be a little add of positivity to our Facebook page. That's from Fox News. Lego toys today are more violent than when we were kids. Over the past 15 years, Legos included more and more weapons and violent images. It's gotten to the point that some of the weapons are now included in a large majority of all Lego toys. Knives, swords, guns, cannons, vehicles with military-style artillery are all attached to them. What do you think, Eddie? You got four boys. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of weapons. Cannons, like you said. Some of them are really cool where you like hit a little button and a piece of Lego shoots out. We didn't have those as a kid. I mean, they're not dangerous weapons, guys. They're little tiny swords.
They're not saying dangerous weapons. They're saying it's the weapon. It's the imagery of it. It's the idea that guns, swords, cannons are normal. They're normalizing weapons.
I think it's because it's no longer just a little Lego man. I mean, you're doing Ninja Turtle Legos, you're doing Ninjago Legos and superhero Legos, and all those guys have weapons. So I think it's just kind of the nature of what's happening in movies too.
It's the nature of America.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, not just Legos, but yeah.
Best from BBC. A Delaware man wins second lottery jackpot in 5 weeks.
Oh my.
Dwayne Ketterman won a $30,000 Racetrax grand prize this past weekend after getting a ticket at the little store there. Works as a power line technician. So he had won just recently, right before that, a grand prize of almost $20,000 playing another game with a little ticket he bought there. Twice in 5 weeks.
5 weeks. Why? Why does he deserve two wins?
Well, what's crazy is Scuba's won more in the lottery than you have, and he's played about one millionth.
I know.
Of the times.
I don't understand that either. That's weird.
An Ohio girl's lemonade stand near a food festival is shut down after a complaint. Okay, we need to find out who complained.
I know. This is ridiculous.
Oh. An 8-year-old girl selling lemonade near an Ohio food festival had her operation shut down by police after they received a complaint. She was selling lemonade in an alley outside the business where her father works, and a police officer had to go and tell her to, hey, got to shut it down.
The worst.
She said they were really sad they had to tell her to shut down, but that someone had complained. The officer gave her $20 and was like, here's for some lemonade. So they don't know who complained, but that is a tattletale.
I mean, obviously someone from the food festival because she's infringing on their business.
How much?
It's a lemonade stand.
Come on.
Would you do that?
I'm just saying, if I paid to have a booth at a food festival, maybe I'm selling lemonade. And then
she wasn't even in the festival. And it was a cup of lemonade.
I'm just saying, if she wants to be a part of it, pay the fee.
She's 8. Finally, an escaped kangaroo continues to elude authorities. The update from last week, authorities haven't gotten a jump on a pair of fugitives on the loose, which, by the way, kangaroos in Ohio. They can't. Fox 8 Cleveland has this. A specialist team's arriving today to try to catch the elusive kangaroos.
Doesn't sound real.
I whoop a kangaroo's butt.
Here we go.
People are like, you can't beat up a kangaroo. And they send me always the biggest, strongest kangaroos. Like, they're sending me that kangaroo.
Yeah, like
it's got like pecs.
Yeah, they're huge.
And I'm like, okay, but you're sending me the biggest and the baddest. Like, I'm just like, I go into Australia and I'm like, first kangaroo I see, let's roll the dice.
So if the baby hops
up to it could be a baby or it could be peckalicious kangaroo. You never know, but I'm playing the odds. I can whoop a random kangaroo because I got the old thinking man's weapon. I got the old noodle. I got the old brain. So I go jab, jab, cross, and then I think of some situation the kangaroo can't figure out, the Pythagorean theorem,
and then I run
around the tree. What do you think about that?
You know they stand on their tail and then kick you.
Let's go. I'll whoop kangaroo's butt. Right. You heard it here first. Okay, that's it. That's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
A couple things that we're going to do coming up. I will play for you Raymundo trying to rap Vacation 1 and Vacation 2 at my shows this weekend.
Oh, I was there.
He came out with Eric Dodd, the opener. And he performed Vacation 1 and Vacation 2. And so, how do you think you did, Ray, before we play it?
In my head, I did good.
Yeah. You had energy for sure.
Yeah!
Definitely had energy. We'll do that. And we'll grab your calls, 877-77-BOBBY. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Crossport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. On the phone, Kelly in South Carolina. Kelly, appreciate you calling. What's going on?
Good morning. So when I was 10, I'm 29 now, but when I was 10, I was in Pittsburgh for some baseball all-star event, and I was able to meet Alex Rodriguez, and I was so excited and had a baseball I wanted him to sign, and he refused to sign the baseball, and I was devastated and cannot let go of that grudge.
I felt that.
That is the only grudge I hold on to.
Yeah. Could he have signed it no problem?
Yes. Yeah, I had a Sharpie and the baseball readily available, and he just would not do it, and I was devastated.
Classic A-Rod.
Yeah. And I'm a Red Sox fan, so now that's just even more fitting.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. I understand a sports grudge. If anyone out there is listening to this and you have some sort of grudge you're holding against an athlete, like a personal one, a celebrity, share it with us. I know Lunchbox has one with Scottie Pippen, the basketball player.
Scottie Pippen. It was right when Jordan retired, and I was in downtown Chicago at the mall. Scottie Pippen is walking through the mall, and he has a Bulls hat on, so I run into a store, and I buy the exact same hat. And I walk up to him, and I go, Mr. Pippen, can I get your autograph? And no one is bothering the guy, and he just goes, no, and just kept on walking.
That's cold.
Yeah.
So I mean, just looked down and goes, nope.
C-O-L-D, cold.
And it was when he had his little, oh, man. And then I tried to return the hat to the store and they wouldn't take it back.
I said, nope. That's cold. I would understand now if you're like, Scottie Pippen, can I get a picture? And there are a lot of other people.
Right.
Because that opens the door for other people to come up. And I would understand that situation now. Now, if you're by yourself and you're Scottie Pippen, yes. Like, hey, can I? It's different. He takes a picture. Sign the hat. Oh, that's
he was literally with a friend, some guy, and there was no one bothering him, just walking in the mall.
That's cold.
Ugh.
If you have one, hit us up. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our number. We'd love to talk to you. All right. Over the weekend, on Friday and Saturday night, I did two shows, my comedically inspirational shows. It's a comedy show. It's an inspirational show. We go out. You have a good time. Hopefully, you leave with a little extra spark that you didn't have beforehand. So on Friday night, my opener was Eric Dodd, who has Vacation Part 1 and now Vacation Part 2. And Raymundo was going to come up and perform live. So, Ray, I have your rap parts.
Yep.
Could you play the recorded version of Vacation Part 1?
Yeah, here you go.
And just flow, go with the flow. They call me Bobby Bones, this is Raymundo.
Okay, so that's the one they recorded, and that took Ray a long time, he said. Many takes. many takes. This time, on stage, in the theater, he had one shot at it. Have you listened back to this?
I heard a part of it, and I think I turned it right off.
Okay, okay, we like that, we like that. Okay, here is a live version of Ray doing that. Go ahead.
Just flow, go with the flow. They call me Bobby Bones, this is Ray Mundo.
Hey, come on, man. Hey. That's awesome. You nailed that. That one's perfect.
I missed the first word, though.
No, you didn't?
Not really.
You didn't know?
And the crowd was yelling. Would you mind playing that again just a little bit?
And the crowd was throwing me off.
What, because they loved you? They just love scare you? Yeah, they're loud because they loved you. Hit it again.
Imagine these noodles are a catamaran and just flow. Go with the flow. They call me Bobby Bones. This is Ray Mundo.
Dude, that's awesome. And you didn't miss the first word. It just sounds like you were off mic a little bit. And you even say it. Okay. Boom. A plus. That's awesome. That one an A plus.
Yeah, great
job. So then they did Vacation Part 2, which is a little slower. But if you don't mind playing that one, Ray.
Yep.
You're so fire, yeah, such a dime. Make a Broadway boy want to whistle.
So that one's a little slower. That one is a little longer.
Yeah.
A little harder.
Oh, there's like four lines for sure.
Yeah, so this is Ray live at the show performing that one.
You're so fire, yeah, such a dime. Make a Broadway boy want to whistle.
The feeling just ran so high.
Okay, okay. I give that a B.
All right.
So I like the part two because you did what we've talked to Abby about. Even though you forgot the word, you just went, oh, blah, chicka, bola, nicka, la, 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 and just make up sounds.
Yeah, I might have rolled with the advice from the show and just kept talking.
Will you play that one more time?
Yeah, here you go.
You're so fire, yeah, such a dime. Make a Broadway boy want to whistle.
The feeling just
that's good. Did you have fun at the show, Ray?
Dude, I had a blast, and Dodd's wife was about to pop, so it was just a special experience right before they're about to have a kid.
Yeah, it was. And Ray gave him a little onesie
on
stage. Ray like stopped the whole show to do the whole presentation. So good job, man.
Yep, thank you.
Really good. On the phone, Carrie in South Dakota, because we're talking about extremely lucky things that happened to you, because I was driving down the road after my show on Saturday night, and one of my friends is honking, hooting, hollering, waving. And I was like, dang, I must have done a good show. Turns out I've been driving down the road with my car, my phone on the back of my car through like three stoplights. He jumps out, hands me the phone through the window, and I was like, that is so lucky. So, Carrie, what happened to you that was so lucky?
I was like 20 years old, got through to a nationally syndicated The Blair Garner After Midnight show, and it was like midnight, laying in bed. They said, let's answer this question. I called in, got through, got it right. So they sent me the DVD for If You See Him, If You See Her for Brooks and Dunn and Reba. And then I actually ended up winning the drawing and got hotel accommodations, backstage passes, and got to go meet Brooks and Dunn and Reba.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That thing just kept getting better. You're like, I got through. I won a DVD. Now I'm meeting Reba. How cool was it to meet them?
It was very cool. Super cool. I did also have the Garth thing happen where I had the nosebleed seats and got put in the front row a couple years before.
Wow. Are you just always smiling or something? Yeah. What's going on? That's awesome. One thing after another. Isn't it weird, Carrie, when you actually meet a celebrity? Because I'm always like, I can't believe I'm seeing you with my own eyes, because sometimes they're taller, sometimes they're shorter. I can't believe they're actually human. I mean, and like meeting Reba or Brooks and Dunn probably feels like that to you, because that's what it felt like to me too.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely crazy to meet them, because Ronnie is tall.
Yeah, yeah. They're both of those guys are pretty tall. Brooks and Dunn. Yeah, because Ronnie Dunn's tall, but even Brooks, Kex, they're both tall, and they wear cowboy hats.
You would think he's short because next to Ronnie, he looks short, but he's tall too.
Deceiving.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carrie, for the call. I hope you have an awesome day.
Thank you.
Speaking of radio stations, I saw a thing over the weekend where Jamie Johnson, who sings, and better in color,
yeah,
and it looks like you spend each other. You should have seen it in color. He was on stage. And I guess there's some radio station there, and they wanted to do a stage announcement before he went on. He's like, stay off the stage. You don't play me. Oh, I freaking love it. So funny. So funny.
Dang.
I was LOL because, again, who cares about a stage announcement? And he's like, I don't need one radio station up here. I want to say hi to every radio station. And you guys want to come up here and you don't even play me? And he's like, cursing. So funny.
Wow.
Like, I hear he's kind of a, you know, a crotchety old guy anyway. And I like that if he's consistently crotchety. I don't ever like anyone that's like in a bad mood sometimes publicly and then nice some other times because you can't predict them. But if he's always like that, like I can appreciate that. And that's funny. And I say we eliminate all stage announcements anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's good for us.
Nobody cares. Yeah. Nobody's going, ooh, my favorite midday person from Cat 103 is coming up to give me a little announcement. So saw that. That was funny. Had a pretty good weekend. Eddie had a good weekend. Now, I talked about my phone being on the car, but that happened to you too.
So I didn't know this was going to be like a same story as yours, but on Saturday night, we were downtown playing your show, and my wife texts me from my son's phone and says, hey, I left my phone, I think, in the back of your car, like on your bumper. It was in the garage, and she says the Find My iPhone app says it's downtown. So I go, that's weird. So I go to the parking lot, and sure enough, the phone was on my bumper.
Still, how far did you drive?
Oh, what? My house is, what, 15 miles away from downtown?
On the highway?
On the interstate. Dude,
I was going turns.
You're just luckier than mine.
It's crazy.
You're just luckier than mine.
But I'm not lucky. My wife's lucky.
But no, you're lucky, too, because had you lost her phone, you'd have had to buy her another phone. But
that's true.
That's crazy that it was on for crazy. That long.
Dude, the highway, lefts, rights, stops, goes, all of it.
One more call from Braden in Tennessee. Braden, how did you get super lucky where you were like, holy crap?
Yeah, my fiance was leaving work, and then she was like, went to Public, and she put her keys on top of the car. And when she went to leave, I guess like the key fob like connected to her car, drove all the way to Portland, Tennessee with the keys on the back windshield. And like they totally could have fell off at any time.
Oh,
back
no,
windshield's funny
because
there's no wind, but there is if physics. There's that, but maybe it's got like that little lip on the bottom.
There has to be something like physics-wise that makes things not move back there.
Well, yes, that would be.
Like, but you're going like 70 miles per hour yes. And it doesn't move. That's crazy.
But in an airplane, right? You get jerked at first, and then once you get going, you're not jerked anymore.
That's a good point.
So I don't know how that works. I just know I'm not jerked anymore. And I'm like, well, I'm going so fast and I'm not even jerked. All right. Hey, thank you, Braden. I appreciate that, buddy.
Thank you. See you, Bobby.
Well, I hope everybody gets lucky today.
We should probably not.
Hold on. That sounds weird.
Well, no, yeah. That's cool, too.
You know what? That's cool. Good point. That's cool, too. Hope everybody gets lucky today. Has some luck, both. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from upstate New York. A Domino's delivery driver showed up to a house with a pepperoni pizza, knocked on the door, knock, knock, knock. Well, guy pulls a gun on him and says, get off my property. I didn't order a pizza. If you don't get off this property, I will shoot. Mm. And so the pizza guy leaves.
Hey, chill, bro. Hey, yo, chill. Hey.
Problem is the guy's son had ordered a pizza.
Oh
no.
Man, got to talk
yeah,
about
that's
that.
That's tough.
Was there an apology?
So what happens? Do you
so
know?
He got arrested. The guy that pulled the gun got arrested.
You think he gets mad at the son? Like, why didn't you tell me? Or does the son get mad at the dad and go, why'd you pull a gun?
Yeah. I would think the dad got mad at the son. Because
probably
just
not the greatest, most healthy relationship anyway.
Yeah, he got arrested for second degree menacing. I don't know what that means, but that means if you pull a gun, you get menaced.
Well, I had a friend, Dennis. He was always known for menacing.
Dennis the Menace?
Yeah, you ever heard of him?
No.
Oh, all right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
I got a bizarre text message. And so right now I'm living life, and I'm going to say it, as Bobby Two Phones. That's right. I got two different phones, and I'm changing numbers, and I'm moving contacts. And I don't like it. It's annoying. I don't want to have two phones. I don't want to be that guy, and two, I don't like having two phones. So Bobby Two Phones living life, chilling for the most part. And so I get a text message on my new number that I don't even know yet. I haven't memorized my new number yet. And I get a message where I got like 15 contacts in here now. And it's like, hey man, how you doing? It's Randy Jackson. Randy Jackson from American Idol, who I did like a Miss America contest with. But he was super nice, but there is no way that he would have this number. And I go, you sure this is Randy? And he said, haha, yes, bro. We need to judge Mr. America next, ha ha ha.
What?
And then I said, FaceTime it up. Still not sure it's you, dog. I don't even say dog, but he says dog.
Yeah.
Be cool. Yeah. And then he said, ha ha, me, bro. Hit you later on a Zoom.
What?
Zoom?
Okay.
And so I never hit him up or followed up. And I don't know how he'd have this number because I don't know the number. Some of my friends don't have it because I'm only replying back. I don't know. Any chance it's Randy Jackson? And how would he have this number?
I'm thinking somebody important in that space that you know has your number and how he got it from them.
I'm going to reply, yes, sir.
Like, why would he just go dark after you wanted to see his face?
Exactly.
Like, just disappeared.
You sure this, Randy? You disappeared, dog?
Yeah, keep calling him dog. That's funny.
Yeah, because I don't normally say that, but that's what he says. So I'll keep you guys in the loop.
Okay.
But
he just ignored the whole FaceTime thing?
Mm-hmm. And then what?
I said, FaceTime it up. Still not sure it's you, dog.
And then?
And he said, ha-ha, me, bro. Hit you later on Zoom now.
Yeah, weird.
Is Mr. America a thing?
No, it's a joke.
Oh.
Because they did Miss America.
But they must have known. It could be a scammer. But I don't know how they have this number. But if it's just a straight scammer, usually they don't know who they're talking to. They send out blank.
Right.
Well, you're lucky you didn't get a dirty pick in reply.
Lucky. I at least know it was him.
Yeah.
That's what's happening to a lot of people.
Yeah. I said, yes, sir. You sure? I said, yes, sir. You sure this, Randy? You disappeared, dog.
You keep calling him dog.
I like it.
And I sent him gifts of dogs. I'll let you guys know what happens. But that's the situation I'm dealing with now. That's the end of the show today. We appreciate you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.